You know, not a lot of people know it, but I suffer from anxiety. And you'd be like, how can not a lot of people know it? You just told everybody. They'd be like going and be like, I got a secret I'm going to tell the world. Nobody's going to know. I'm a bed wetter. That's not true. I don't wet my bed. I wet other people's beds with lady juices. No, I don't shoot lady juices. Shut up. Peeing in somebody else's bed, though, would probably be the perfect crime, because who's going to suspect you? You'd walk into your room and be like, why is there a wet spot in my bed? And see someone fly out the window. Go to a party and be like, oh, I gotta pee. Ooh, that bed looks comfortable. Ah. Are you peeing in my bed? No, I just pleased a lady. There's no ladies in here. There's you. And then you walk out. Burn. Hold up a hand for a high five, and they're going to be like, I'm not going to high five you. I think you just peed in my bed. All the more reason to. Don't worry, baby. You can sleep in the wet spot. That's nasty. In ancient times, having high anxiety and being absorbent. It's raining. Put absorbent Paul out there. Oh, yes, I'll absorb all the rain, and then you can suck it off of me later. I'm going to use that next time there's a drought. Lady, you can suck off my fire hose. It will give you the nutrients and the hydration you need. Remember that next time you're going down on someone, you are licking or sucking on their pee hole. That's the happy thought of the day. Well, excuse me, ma'am. I would like to put my tongue on your pee hole. That's a pickup line that's guaranteed to succeed. I mean, just think about that for a moment. You're like, urine comes out of there. Like, your mouth is all up on that. You don't know the last time it happened. That might happen right before you went down on them. Oh. It kind of reminds me of, like, milk. Like, who's the first person to drink milk? They're like, well, that cow's got some things that hang under it. Why don't I go suck on those? Can't be any worse than that pee hole I was sucking on last night. Hey, this white stuff actually tastes really good. I imagine the first person that did that was just sucking on the cow teat, and as the cow would walk around, it would drag the whole person around the meadow. Glug, glug, glug. And then that means that either cows had to be domesticated for that, or cows are the most mellow motherfuckers ever. Like, if someone came up to me that I didn't know and started sucking on my tits, I'd be like, whoa, 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 what the fuck is going on here, bro? But a cow's just like, whatever, man, help yourself. Maybe cows are just party whores. They're like, yeah. I got like four. Grab on, dude. It's a tit party, a teat party. Instead of calling it oral sex, maybe we should start calling it pee hole sex. I guess that could be confused with normal sex. I'm not exactly a sexiologist. I know that's hard to believe. They're like, but you seem like a doctor. You seem like Dr. Sexiologist, MD. I know that, young lady. It seems that way, but sadly, I've only got a community college degree. And that I drew myself in crayon. I'm going to start my own sex clinic. On the outside, it's going to be like, sex, please? And to be very rude, I'll have a scale in the front. Please step on the scale. I'm sorry, you are not approved for sex. I am afraid you will crush my pelvis. It happened once, all right? But in ancient times, your tribe, your clan, you needed that one person who was high anxiety and very observant. Who's like, oh, that leaf moved! It's a fucking lion! Run! You know, it's like zebras. When you see a herd of zebras, there's always that one zebra that's constantly like, it looks like he's on crack or something, or meth. He's like, and he's running from everything. And then the rest of the herd's like, I don't know where Zeb is going, but man, he's running. There must be lions. And the thing is, he never gets eaten because he's always the first one to freak out and run. But in modern society, there aren't a lot of lions running around. I mean, unless you're in Detroit. And then the only thing scary about those lions is their win-loss record. And in modern society, if you're downtown and you're like, I saw a leaf move, it's a lion! What are you going to do, run out into traffic and get hit by a bus? I was trying to save the herd. I'm like, this guy is stupid. Aww. And like in the bedroom, it doesn't help to have your fight or flight system to the max. You know, if you're like, you're having sex and she makes a noise you're not expecting, you don't want to be like, ah, and run out naked. Or worse yet, punch her. Ah, I thought you were a lion. You were going to eat me. She'd be like, I wish you would have eaten me. What? I don't understand. I remember one time I was walking down the stairs in my apartment, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw my X, and she's watching TV. She's standing up looking at the TV, flipping channels. She's not even doing anything. She's got her back to me. But that part of me that's always, like, wired just was like, there's someone there! Ah! I wasn't expecting it. And I screamed like a girl, literally, and I fell down the last three stairs. I was just like, ah! And she turns around. She's like, what happens? And then the most embarrassing thing is I have to tell her. It's not embarrassing enough that I screamed like a girl and fell because I saw someone standing there I wasn't expecting. It's like, well, I saw you. I got, So I hate living with anxiety. It's not fun. Some people take pills for it. That's not really my thing. But then one day I found an amazing cure for anxiety. Alcohol. And if you know me, when I drink, I become the worst kind of drunk. You know, some people are mean, some people hit. I become the happy talky drunk. I hate those. Those are the worst. Give me the angry belligerent one. I can deal with that one. I don't like the happy talky one. It's like most of the time I'm really sad and moody and morose, but somewhere inside me is this happy, friendly elf when I drink. And when I drink, he comes out. Most of the time, he's crushed down in life. He's like twitching, like, oh! In constant pain, because he's crushed down by the fact that I'm like a fatalist, and I'm moody, and I'm dark on the inside. He's like, oh, everything is hurting! But as soon as I drink, it's like I lift that, and he's like, hey, everybody! Let's be friends! And then that's what I become. And I run into people, hey, people I don't know, let's be friends! Let's be the friendliest friends we ever friended! And they're like, hey, this guy seems like fun. I'm like, yeah, we're the best of friends forever, friends! Let's hold hands and do friendly things! Then I'll wake up the next day and people will be like, hey, friend, let's hang out. And I'll be like, oh, go die in a friendly hole. Who the fuck are you? Because that's not my natural demeanor. And then friendly, the elf inside of me who wants to love everything and everybody, he's crushed again. He's like, oh, his little legs twitching. He's got pus coming out of his eyes. He cries, I hate living here. Shut up, friendly. That's where you belong. You got me in so much trouble. Now I gotta help somebody I don't know move because I got drunk last night. And friendly thinks he knows everything about women. And I don't mean like in a condescending way, but like normally I'll see someone and be like, oh, that's bad news. But when friendly is out, because I've been drinking, friendly is like, hey, that woman looks like she's really nice. And I'll be like, I think she's giving a horse a blowjob. Wow, she's good with animals. Let's go talk to her. She likes animals. She's got to be all right. Flash forward to 2 years later when I'm crying in a corner. Oh, she took me for everything I had. Friendly, you didn't help me at all. I knew she was a whore. Whores are good people, Purple. People, people? They're the best people, people, people. Are you drunk, Friendly the Elf? I'm on meth. I can't stand you. I hate you too, Friendly. Friendly the Inside Elf is also the one who thinks at like 3 a.m., hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to message all your exes? And I'm like, you know what, Friendly? You seem to know what's going on. Of course I do, man! We're just friends! And then you wake up, you're like, oh my god, what messages did I send last night? Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. I don't need that person back in my life. She ran over my dog and had sex with my brother. Or did she run over my brother and have sex with my dog? Either way, it was a bad day. Case in point, I have this one friend, and she's fucking gorgeous. And she's a really good friend. She's really cool. And she had a picture of her up in a bikini. And I got drunk and I told her, ooh, you look hot. I like to do sexual things to you. But assume that was in, it wasn't intellectual like that, but it was in drunkie. He's like, I like, dang your bikini off, make love, you. But inside you're like, oh baby, I'd like to take you to a quiet club and dance with you and hold you near and look into your eyes and tell you I love your soul. But all that comes is, put it in the bag. And you're like, you know, you think it's cool at the time. And then the next day she was like, that was an interesting conversation we had in the morning. I'm like, thanks, what about? And she's like, you know? And I'm like, no. And she's like, about my bikini. And then all of a sudden, all the world, all the thoughts that hide in the part of your brain that only works when you're drunk start coming back to me. I'm like, oh god, oh god, run and hide, run and hide.